All right, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 significant contributions of Jeff Boehner to the film industry. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's the deal. You're about to learn 7 facts about Jeff Boehner, fast and clear. Let's jump into the journey of Jeff, where filmmaking meets fascinating flair. Fact number 1. Jeff Boehner is known for improvisation-heavy, genre-blending independent films. Let's break this down. His movies weave comedy, drama, and sometimes thriller tension into one thread. He liked his stories a little destabilizing, a little chaotic, because real emotions are messy. Critics have called his work odd, hybrid, and tonally complex. What matters most is how he uses that mix to explore people under pressure. Think about it this way. He builds a flexible frame, then lets human behavior drive the ride. Pop quiz: what filmmaking approach is Jeff Boehner known for? Correct answer: improvisation heavy, genre blending. Memory aid: Jeff's genre journey is a blend that's never bland. Let's move right along. Fact number 2. He frequently collaborated with Aubrey Plaza and Alison Brie. In simpler terms, this trio formed a creative engine. Plaza and Brie didn't just act, they co-wrote, produced, and stress-tested ideas on set. Examples: Life After Beth gained momentum once Plaza got involved. The Little Hours saw Plaza produce and star. Horse Girl was co-written with Brie. Spin Me Round was co-written by Brie and starred both Brie and Plaza. From a practical angle, that trust made risk-taking doable. Quick check. Who are Jeff Boehner's frequent collaborators? Correct answer: Aubrey Plaza and Alison Brie. Memory aid: think of Plaza and Brie, Jeff's creative spree. All right, next up. Fact number 3. His films explore themes of grief, loss, love, and mental health. Here's where it gets interesting. He often set a funny surface over a deeper ache. Joshi digs into grief among friends. Life After Beth warps a love story through loss. Horse Girl confronts fear and fragility around mental illness while subverting form. The big idea is empathy. He used humor without dodging pain. Test yourself. What themes are commonly explored in Boehner's films? Correct answer: grief, loss, love, and mental health. Memory aid: grief and love. Themes Jeff's films are full of. On to the next point. Fact number 4. Boehner preferred working from outlines instead of full screenplays. Let's clarify. He'd sketch a 10 to 20 page roadmap. Joshi famously used a roughly 20-page outline, then he let performers improvise to find raw, in-the-moment truth. That flexibility invited authenticity and surprise. Actors weren't reciting, they were reacting. Quick question: what method did Boehner use instead of full screenplays? Correct answer: outlines. Memory aid: outline is key for Jeff's creativity spree. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 5. He never really auditioned actors. He chose people he knew and tailored roles to them. Inspired by Fellini's approach, he cast from his circle, then wrote to their voice. That's why you see a recurring ensemble: Plaza, Brie, Molly Shannon, Lauren Weedman, Paul Reiser, Jake Johnson, moving fluidly between comedy and drama. Add in his legendary game nights, and you get a creative community that shows up on screen. Pop quiz: what was unique about Boehner's casting approach? Correct answer: he chose actors he knew. Memory aid: no auditions in sight, Jeff casts by insight. Let's roll to the next fact. Fact number 6. His first feature, Life After Beth, was adapted from a script he began in 2003. It sat on the shelf until Plaza helped revive it. Then, it premiered at Sundance and became his directorial debut. Tonally daring, part romance, part undead riff, it announced his voice. Funny, sad, and off-kilter. Quick check: what was Jeff Boehner's directorial debut? Correct answer: Life After Beth. Memory Aid. Life After Beth, Jeff's Directorial Breath. Okay, moving forward. Fact number 7. He was regarded as a prominent filmmaker associated with mumblecore and post-mumblecore aesthetics. Think naturalistic dialogue, low-budget ingenuity, and improvisation at the center. His collaborations with the Duplass Orbit and his Outline First process fit that DNA. Labels can be fuzzy, but his influence in that space is clear. Final pop quiz. What cinematic movement is Boehner associated with? Correct answer, mumblecore. Memory aid. Mumblecore's the score for Jeff's film Folklore. Quick recap. Lock these in. Fact 1. What filmmaking approach is Jeff Boehner known for? Correct answer, improvisation heavy, genre blending. Fact 2. Who are Jeff Boehner's frequent collaborators? Correct answer, Aubrey Plaza and Alison Brie. Fact 3. What themes are commonly explored in Boehner's films? Correct answer, grief, loss, love, and mental health. Fact 4. What method did Boehner use instead of full screenplays? Correct answer, outlines. Fact 5. What was unique about Boehner's casting approach? Correct answer, he chose actors he knew. Fact 6. What was Jeff Boehner's directorial debut? Correct answer, Life After Beth. Fact 7. What cinematic movement is Boehner associated with? Correct answer, mumblecore. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Keep this fresh in your mind.